USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The governors of South Carolina, North Carolina, and Virginia have already issued states of emergency preparing for the impending Hurricane Florence, very likely to score a direct hit on one of those states on Thursday. Virginia Emergency Management spokesman Jeff Caldwell says this is the time to start making preparations, including on your property.
So you can look around your property and clear your gutters, clear storm drains that may be near your property, moving lawn furniture inside or securing it, and looking around their yard to see if there's anything loose, any limbs that might fall, any dead trees.
Longtime CBS executive Les Moonves is out at CBS. He says he's deeply saddened to be leaving after a growing number of sexual misconduct accusations, all of which he says are not true. A dozen women now making allegations against him. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Bob Woodward out promoting his book, Fear, Trump in the White House, making several TV appearances, including Monday morning on NBC's Today Show.
I've never seen an instance when the president is so detached from the reality of what's going on.
Sunday on Meet the Press, special counsel to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says the book's premise is flawed, as it's not true that the president does not have control of his White House.
I totally disagree with that, and apparently so do General Kelly, General Mattis, and other people who have come out to push back on specific quotes attributed to them.
That book, Fear, Trump in the White House, comes out tomorrow. The FBI is looking into an incident in which a Border Patrol agent was shot at, but wasn't injured yesterday while driving near a point of entry between San Diego and Tijuana. The shots are believed to have come from the Mexican side of the border. SpaceX with another successful launch of a rocket this morning that sent a satellite into orbit. And this is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A Dallas police officer who shot and killed a man in his own apartment, now facing charges. Officer Amber Geiger was arrested on a manslaughter charge for killing the 26-year-old man last week. Geiger is white. She claimed she thought she was entering her own home last Thursday and found herself face-to-face with the victim, who is black. Geiger has been with the police force in Dallas for 4 years. In 2017, she reportedly shot and injured a suspect during an arrest, but she was cleared of any wrongdoing in that shooting. The Syrian government may be preparing to use chlorine gas against the nation's last rebel stronghold, according to U.S. officials. Washington's preparing options for a response if the regime of President Bashar al-Assad was to carry out such an attack, but President Trump reportedly hasn't decided what exactly would trigger that response. Trump also reportedly threatening to carry out an attack against the Syrian regime if there are mass killings in the Idlib province, where thousands of rebels are holding out, along with as many as 3 million civilians. And Miami Dolphins receivers Kenny Stills and Albert Wilson, the first players of the 2018 regular season to kneel during the playing of the national anthem. They did so before yesterday's game between the Dolphins and Titans in Miami. Former Niners quarterback Colin Kaepernick thanking the two on Twitter, calling them his brothers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.